Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. Open Broadcaster Software's business development manager Ben Terrell told Protocol his team found clear evidence TikTok's Live Studio Windows app violates GPL licenses by using open source code improperly. The GPL license, under which OBS Studio is released, requires any modifications made to the code to be released publicly under the same license. Terrell said the project has reached out to TikTok to discuss the issue. As reported by Politico, Amazon is cooperating with the FBI and U.S. Justice Department in order to investigate its own employees and sellers in an effort to protect the platform from fraud and abuse. Politico's sources claim the company hired dozens of former FBI and DOJ employees for internal policing teams. In the past year and a half, 20 people have been indicted for crimes related to Amazon, and 15 more are under investigation. Executives at Boeing and Airbus call on the U.S. government to delay the rollout of 5G phone services, claiming an enormous negative impact on the aviation industry due to the C-band spectrum possibly interfering with aircraft electronics. Earlier this month, the FAA issued an airworthiness directive warning 5G interference could result in flight diversions and delays, and that it would provide more information before the January 5th rollout date. U.S. wireless industry group CTIA said 5G is safe and accuses the aviation industry of fear-mongering. Axios reports Microsoft teamed up with content recommendation company Taboola to launch an audience network for advertisers with a real-time bidding service to place native ads on the open web. Microsoft and Taboola's previous revenue share agreement continues with this new deal through 2024. Taboola has a direct relationship with over 14,000 advertisers and 9,000 publishers, and went public in June with a special purpose acquisition company at a $2.6 billion valuation. T-Mobile announced it blocked 21 billion unwanted calls in 2021, with scam and spam traffic jumping 116% over 2020, hitting an average of 425 million calls every week. Verizon and AT&T also released some stats, with Verizon saying 78 million of its customers were protected from 13 billion unwanted calls by its call filter service, and AT&T's ActiveArmor blocked over 16 billion suspicious calls since 2016. Chinese tax authorities announced the country's top e-commerce influencer, Via, was fined 1.341 billion yuan, about 210 million US dollars, for failing to report taxes from 2019 to 2020. Her social media accounts, with over 120 million combined followers, have been taken down. Electric reports Tesla's holiday software update, rolling out in the next few days, includes automatic access to blind spot cameras when turn signals are activated, improved ability to add multiple waypoints to a journey, and simplified primary controls. The update also includes new games to Tesla Arcade, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Sudoku. Games are playable by passengers while the car is in motion. And the light show feature, previously an Easter egg from the Model X in 2015, allowing the cars to dance to a choreographed light show, will come to the rest of the fleet. Ubisoft's Quartz NFT platform, announced earlier this month, was initially met with intense dislike from gamers as the launch trailer racked up tens of thousands of dislikes on YouTube and was quickly set unlisted. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Breakpoint was the first game to offer NFTs, requiring potential purchasers to have a significant amount of hours played in the game, and only 15 gun skins have been sold so far, and zero helmets. The helmets require 600 in-game hours to obtain. TikTok announced the delivery-only TikTok Kitchen in partnership with Virtual Dining Concepts. About 300 restaurants across the U.S. are planned at launch, with more than 1,000 expected by the end of 2022. These will operate out of national chains owned by Virtual Dining Concepts, including Buca di Beppo and Bertucci's. The menu will change quarterly, based on TikTok's most popular food trends like baked feta pasta, pasta chips, corn ribs, and smash burgers. TikTok says profits will go to creators of the menu dishes. And Radio Shack announced it's bringing cryptocurrency to the mainstream. The company announced its own decentralized finance venture, allowing users to trade tokens via smart contracts on the Ethereum blockchain instead of using an existing exchange like Coinbase or Binance. Radio Shack has not announced a launch date, but a waiting list is available now. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.